Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
Hello, Theo. I think that's the first time we meet, and you're the head of product at Trina. So how are you doing today,
first of all?
Hi, Tony. I'm really glad to come to here and talk with you. Yeah, this is a wonderful activity for the EF, I think. Trina Solar has already very active in such activities. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy that you can learn and meet some people and get some information, especially in the solar industry, in this is EF. So I have to say, this is a wonderful activity I have ever enjoyed.
Excellent. So I wanted to find out, because we were talking about Trina, the fact that you're having a booth and you said that you want to go for an even bigger booth next year. So what kind of country are you currently focusing on and in Africa and Trina? Which one are they?
Well, just as you said, the Africa, yeah, of course, Africa is a very important market and the country for Trina Solar, because look at the South Africa, we have an office in South Africa. We got some people there, and this is a sub organization under our Middle East Asian Africa company and then region. So firstly, the Africa is most important for us, because you know the volume of when we're talking about the solar module energy and tracker is getting rising, and recent years, I believe, as well as in the next several years. Of course, besides of the South Africa, we have some others very important countries like North Africa, Egypt, Tunisia, and some others, as well as Morocco, the western part of Africa, Morocco, Nigeria. And this is also very important a part of our marketing in Africa. We have, indeed, we have several distributor and project in the North African and western part of Africa. And besides of that, we also developing some new area, like the eastern of the Africa, like Kenya and Tanzania, those countries. This is also look at the booming development of the solar, so we can also see the potential market in this very new country as well. But generally, I have to say that we want to extend as much as we can about the countries, marketing in all Africa. We can see the very, very potential market in the Africa when we're talking about the solar industry.
Excellent. Thank you very much for sharing that. And in terms of, I know, in solar development, constantly developing the product is important, and some of your competitors are doing it. You are doing it as well, for sure. And I was wondering whether you can tell us a little bit more about the latest technological advancement that Trina has done and that is worth sharing with people.
Well, about the technology, I think it's very important, I think. As we all know, this is most of, if we're talking about the module, like module technology, I think most of the China One companies, including Trina Solar, we are in the way of the TOPCon N-type technology. And this is what what we are in the route. And as a company who dedicates the solar industry over 25 years, the Trina Solar has already worked and make some research in the TOPCon technology like 2015. At that time, we have already started, and we keep two top runner project, the TOPCon, at the very beginning of the 2015. And until right now, we have already upgraded the third generation of TOPCon technology. I think this is the most important for us. And of course, we are also developing some new technology like hijection, mm-hmm. AJT. I think in this year, the exhibition of SNEC in Shanghai, China, as well as the last week and the several days ago, there's Intersolar in the Monitor, Germany. We also published and show the AJT product as well over there. Yeah, it's really, I think it's really impressive. Of course, some others very aggressive and very active technology like ProSkies. And this kind of product we also focus on. We also to do some research. And generally, I think we, as a Taiwan top company in solar industry, the Trend Solar, we will look at all the options of the technology. We will be always active as what we did on the technology development.
Okay, so you know in solar, we usually can talk about three segments, yeah? So we have the utility scale for the large project, we have the off-grid for the smaller project, and we have the CNI, which is for businesses, right? So commercial industrial, that's what it stands for. And in Africa, this is a sector, this is getting more and more, becoming more and more important. So do you see that for yourself? Do you get more opportunity to operate in the CNI market in Africa? What is the tendency for you?
Well, let's give you an example. In fact, in Egypt, we recently have a very CNI project. It's a rooftop. We're putting the old module on a museum. So I think this kind of example, I can answer you this question. Of course, CNI is very potential market as well. The sub market, not only the utility, like Middle East, Asia, you always can find a lot of volume of the utility scales of the market, like in Saudi, in some other country. And then look at our Africa in the now, because now the solar price is really, really active. It's really a good choice for the Africa to achieve the energy transaction, the goal like that. So CNI is one of the direction. What like the example what I made for you. So Trend Solar, we think CNI sectors is really, really good sub-marketing. Not only the North Africa as well as the South Africa, we are working on that. We developed, in fact, globally, we developed the 500 product. This is also a very new product. It's the power output is around 500, mm-hmm. and we can guarantee the maximum around 505 and 510. And this, we're using the 1.6 millimeter glasses, the bifacial, and we developing this product is also beside on the 2010, our 2010 rectangle, the Topcon plasses. So this kind of product is just special for the design of CNI. So globally, we just rely that the CNI sector is very important. But of course, as well as in the South, in our region, Middle East, Asia, and Africa, especially Africa. So this is we call it the CNI and the middle-sized product. So it's very important for us, and we also see the potential market. So we will put in more resource, like developing more product to fit this requirements for the CNI.
Mm. Okay, I think it's good to know that you investing more time into the CNI because it's a market that's only going to be growing. Mm. And you, Trend Solar, want to have, let's say, a major role to play in solar marketing industry in Africa. It is important for you not to neglect this sector, this segment, but I'm happy to see that it is not the case in here. Now, looking at the next 5 years, you know, in the sector in general, so what is that you expect to happen? What would you say? And what is that you're really looking for? Yeah.
Well, this is a really good question, Tony, I have to say. And I think from my size, compared to the others, like area, like China, North American, European, and even the APAC, Africa, now we are still facing some very fundamental or basic question, like the energy is, we still lack of the energy. Like, look at the South Africa or some other country. I was being South Africa and some other country like Egypt something else. I realize that they always are facing some problem of energy, because maybe because of the economy or something else. And in the next 5 years, I really hope that including Trina Solar, all the player of the solar industry, we can help the Africa to achieve the energy transition, to help the people, to help the people of Africa, to help the government of Africa can just solve this problem, the energy, and making the energy transaction, and we can allow everyone in Africa can using the energy, can have a more powerful on the economy development. I think this is most important, is beyond or extend the business. We want to achieve more higher and more general goal that help the Africa people and Africa, for the whole Africa, can achieve the energy transaction, can solve the problems on the energy. Mm-hmm. This is what I really expected in the next 5 or next 10 years.
Okay, so let's see what will happen, right? Mm-hmm. So in the next 5 or 10 years, I want to talk to you,
yeah,
and you
definitely.
Tell me whether you are happy or not, yeah?
Yeah, so I hope I can happy to tell you. Yes, we did.
Let's see. So, but coming back to where we are right now, at the moment we are at AEF, and you can hear the noise outside, it's still buzzing, a lot of people, a lot of good conversation, and a company like yourself, when you're investing into coming to AEF to meet with people, it's because you have expectation of what you would like to achieve in this conference here in Barcelona over the next 4 days. What are you expecting to get from AEF now?
Well,
this year.
Yeah, this is really good. I think when every time I come to the AEF, I always can find some new to meet some people, including customs, suppliers, competitors, stakeholders of all some other sectors, like public sectors or private sectors. I think I can see this everyone in the EF right now is very active, because it's always excited when you're talking and say something new, because especially we come from the solar industry. We both of us and all of us are expected that it can be a development of no matter in the technical or the business. We also believe that the solar industry is a really, really good business and things for the whole human beings, especially in the Africa. And from this time, I hope I can just find some common points from all the player in this industry, and we can just go through and we can go ahead together and to help the Africa and to develop all of our solar industry, because it's good things, right? It's compared to say the environment, the solar industry is a friendly shape to the environment, and right now it's cheaper and cheaper. Of course, I don't want to say that cheaper is good things, of course, because we are high tech industry. I think this is what we are developing and what we did. So generally, I really hope that every time I can see the everyone is active, and so all of us from the solar industry in Africa, we can work together and to help Africa to achieve the goal of the energy transition and becoming more and more friendship to environment, as well as the development of a whole economy of the Africa, no matter the South Africa, North Africa, all of the country. I think this is most important, and this is what I really expected to say.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So one last question for you. Do you have any special comments or message you want to pass to your customers in Africa? So any special comment that you want to pass to them?
It's a good question. Well, for the custom, I think the Trina Solar will focus on the solar industries over 25 years. So we did, and we are, and I believe we will be focused on the solar industry. And we hope to stand with our custom and do better and better to offer more better solution for product and more better service and to get together and make the future better and better of all Africa with our custom.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Theo, for the time, for taking the time to come and talk to us in here, giving us your impression about the industry, the company, but also the AEF. I'm very much hoping that I'll be talking to you next year, but also in 5 years, because you told me what's your vision in 5 years.
Indeed.
I want to verify that. But for now, thank you very much, and then have a great conference. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tony. It's nice talking. I'm really glad to be here to have this kind of discussion with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.